Mama's kitchen, there's no recipe. There never was. The pot that's always big enough and the love that never asks you to earn a seat at it. You ask her for the measurements and she squints at the pot like the question doesn't quite make sense. A hand of flour, a good glug of oil, cook it, till it looks right. There's no card, no laminated index, no written thing to inherit, and that's starting to feel less charming and more like a countdown. What if nobody's watching closely enough? What if the knowing walks out the door with her, and nobody thought to catch it on the way? The Empress reversed isn't cruelty, it's a caution. Abundance that isn't passed down eventually runs out. Something you've been taking for granted as always available, a skill, a relationship, a source of comfort, needs someone to actually pay attention while it's still here to learn from, not just enjoy. What may cross your path? You ask how to do something the right way and get an answer that can't be written down. You realize you've been enjoying something for years without ever learning how it's actually made. A quiet worry surfaces about who's going to carry a tradition once the person who holds it can't anymore. You reach for a recipe or process that only exists in someone else's hands and memory. Stand in the kitchen and actually watch this time, write nothing down if you have to, but pay attention like the knowledge is finite. It is. Your mantra, what isn't written can still be learned if I show up and watch.